This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's stupid Monday. So this is interesting. It's another Alice escape, but it's also nice. A cool trick to get you on the Odyssey app. I like this. Good way to go, Odyssey. I think this is kind of fun. That's right.
Odyssey.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. You need to know how to spell our way of spelling Odyssey, which is audio. It's audacious. It's like a musical journey or something. Odyssey. So you go to the app store.
A-U-D-A-C-Y-R-E-D-I-O.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's right. So Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
So good we wrote a song about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, we were so inspired. So Odyssey it's an app. It's an audio app that you can listen to radio, all the Odyssey stations, all the Odyssey podcasts. It's music, it's sports, it's everything that you're looking for audio-wise, and it's completely free. So here is the tie-in. This is a free app. Like 1 minute from now, you will have it downloaded and have created an account, and boom, you're on Odyssey. And then you can listen to our show. You can listen to Alice 24/7. Stream us anywhere. Every Bluetooth device picks it up off your phone. You're cranking it through the house. Hurrah, we're all rocking out to Alice. And if you listen for 1 hour a day, every day this week, you'll have 5 different entries into this Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake, 3 nights in Vegas with Justin Timberlake. This is such a great Alice escape. Okay, so I'm going to just lay this out for you. Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas. All you have to do is log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app for a minimum of 60 minutes a day. And you'll get a daily entry for your chance to win this trip for two to see Justin Timberlake at T-Mobile Arena on May 10th and May 11th.
Nice.
Of 2024. That's next month. You get a 3-night hotel stay, round trip airfare, and all the details on how to do this and what the deal is and all the rules. It's all at RadioAlice.com. But the bottom line is, you don't have to do anything except listen to the station. That's it. That's how you enter. Give us an hour, you're in the running that day. If you can only do it 2 days this week, that's okay. You get of course, we want you to do it 5 hours. We want you to enter every day.
But you want to do this.
Yeah, you want
to. Come on, JT. That guy is amazing.
2 different shows. Incredible. I know. It's a big deal. So it's another Alice escape, and all you have to do is listen to us on the Odyssey app.
We want you to anyway.
Hey, a lot of people texted in and say the same thing you said, that they asked that question. So I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you for writing in, you guys, because honestly, I started to feel like, Jesus, you're freaking paranoid and making everyone think you're a crazy person.
Asking about that has been my number one thing to ask before letting my kids sleep over. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Sarah. Now I live in Georgia, and I have to be more vigilant about asking parents if their weapons are locked up.
Oh, Well, and there it is. I mean, it's. I think when you're talking to a parent, you get little kids, and you're talking to a parent, and your kid's going to go over there, and you don't know them because I haven't met all the parents. Sometimes my kid just wants to go. So then you have a conversation. You feel them out. You see if. Try and find out what kind of parent they are. How safe is your kid going to be? Will there be an adult there the whole time? Are there older brothers and sisters there? Just give me the lay of the land. What's this experience going to be for my kid? These days, though, I will say the phone is so prevalent now, and the wearables, watches, and stuff. Like, if there was an emergency these days, a kid would normally have a line of contact to their parent, and which I don't know, is that a hover thing or is that just a safety thing, an emergency thing?
Being connected is not the same as looking through the window.
That is true. That's Vinny.
Very different.
To be able to be connected.
I brought my sleeping bag. I decided I'm going to stay here with the kid, and so we're all, you know, if it's all right, I'm going to. Yeah. It's not all right. All right, I'm going to sleep in the front lawn while my kid stays inside your house. Let my child know I'm out here if they need anything.
If they need anything, they can come ask me. They don't have to ask you.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just going to set up this Nest Cam right here so I can just watch it from a distance.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's cool with you.
It'll be fine. I mean, if it's easier for you, I could just sleep in the hallway right outside the door. And then you wouldn't have to worry about them at all. I could even tell them to keep it down because I'm trying to sleep.
Another one says, yep, love being the friend's house. Hate paying the repercussions of not sleeping, though. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kids like to party.
And I would never have allowed them to have a sleepover on a night that I had to work in the morning. I mean, that's just, you know. Plus, I was so much younger and had so much more energy when my kids were little. Like, I really wish that I had appreciated the kind of energy I had. But like, I used to think, I was in my 30s when I had my kids, and I just thought, oh God, I'm so old and I'm just so tired. And they do wear you out. But man, if I had kids now, I'd just be like, I give up. Can I just adopt them out? Like, what do I do? How do I get rid of these kids? I guess that's why they give you grandkids. Yes, I would. Hate kids, please. So anyway, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Because I'm really digging a hole here for myself. Okay, everyone, feel bad about everything you said about Kate Middleton. She has cancer. So everybody who made fun of her has to, they're saying here, take your seat on the bench because you officially suck. Or you'd make it a little fun. We didn't know. Nobody's trying to, I mean, I guess people are trying to troll her. What am I talking about? So Kate posted a video explaining why she's been missing in action since her abdominal surgery back in January. Oh, shoot, Brennan, I didn't share the story with you.
No, so
anyway,
didn't.
There's a video. I meant to share it with you, and I didn't. Right. It doesn't matter. Though, basically, she says that she had this abdominal surgery in January, and it is because she had cancer. The operation was for a condition that they initially thought was
ready for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Give me wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
She also said, this, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and to manage this privately for the sake of our young family and the future king and everything. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken time for me to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment, but most importantly, it's taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
I mean, that's the hope, right? So after the video went up, everyone started.
Yeah, I would guess that's everyone's hope for sure.
Right. Don't worry, we'll be okay. Oops.
Kids, there are things you might say. I can't think of an example, but there have been times when through regular conversation, you look down and the kids will be like, but you're going to live to for like 50 or 60 or 100 more years, right? And you're like, you don't even realize that you might have said something that would lead them to wonder. Like, it's just one of those things. Kids really are like, but you're going to be here forever, right?
Yeah, they can't imagine a world where you're not in it.
Right.
Really, it's hard for kids to process. It's
so
why
I'm
the whole heaven thing happens.
Right, and I'm very sure that that was it's probably a major issue for any parent with young kids that has a serious health condition or
it's
or
your mom,
challenge.
Like the
right.
kid looking up at you like you're my everything, and those kids are little.
Yeah,
you know they're. Your mom is a pretty freaking central figure in your life, for better or for worse. Your whole life, there she is. Hi, Mom. Love you.
Hopefully
so,
life, yeah.
Well, she handled that
hopefully.
Well, too, the whole, I want to thank everyone. She didn't say, you scumbags for being such jerks.
Heartfelt thank yous.
Here I January. Am. Going through cancer treatment, and I'm getting hounded about some faked photo.
Well, let don't take a photo, you. Though. You know, I mean,
both
really,
my
you didn't
middle
need to do that.
Well, whatever. I mean, who cares?
Your
though?
PR team, I'm sure. Her PR team, like, we got to do this for you. You'd think, right?
I truly do not know what's going on over there. I feel
five,
like
8 and 10.
They're 5, 8, and 10.
Correct. 5, 8, and 10.
They're just
little kids,
and they don't have any kind of normal life. Those three, they've. Well, for them, it is normal. That's just what life is. But there's never going to be a time in their lives when they aren't some special thing. Everywhere they go, every school they attend, they're going to be the royal kid. They're in line for the throne, high up in line. So the video goes up of her saying thank you, and here's what the deal is. I got a cancer thing going on, and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle immediately issued a statement saying, we wish health and healing for Kate and the family, and I hope they are able to do so privately and in peace. Look at them. That's why we quit the family. We wanted privacy and peace.
They got it now, just so you know.
Yeah.
They're going, we need money.
Right. We'd actually prefer less privacy now, if that would be, if you guys could be interested. If you could remain interested in us and pay us money for said interest. So, tons of well wishes. First Lady Jill Biden, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Maria Shriver, a million people. Meanwhile, people are apologizing and being called on to apologize because, of course, you joking about that last week has you in hot water with all these self-righteous who are like, you're a horrible troll and you should apologize. Blake Lively has apologized for a social media joke making fun of the Photoshop fail. People are calling on Kim Kardashian to apologize for a post where she joked she was off to look for Kate Middleton. I mean, is that really necessary? Why don't we call on people to apologize just for mean things that they say? Why don't we hold people to task for that? All the mean things, not the little dumb joke or aside you made. Honestly, maybe people do, and I just don't care about social media enough to know that. I actually feel like. I feel like, Vinny, you and I are the last generation that is able to sort of pull away from all this because we know what life was like before it. Like, full on, we were fully developed, grown human beings before the iPhone, let's just say.
You mean from social media?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, even the internet. I mean, I was in my late 20s when the internet started to really be a thing for me. And I'm sure some people were early adopters in 1990 or something. But even email was like the end of the 90s. I remember the first time I went to a funeral for my grandfather and all of us kids, all of us cousins realized we all had emails. We were like, oh, let's exchange emails. This is incredible.
I was even later to that than you were. So, but as far as social media goes, yeah, I like being able to see my friends. I'm not interested in it for entertainment's sake. And so...
Right.
I mean, I've told you this story before. I had a friend who would get, this is the earlier internet, much earlier, probably late 90s, would get on these chat rooms and say something like, my dog died today. and then just wait for people to talk to him about it. And I'd be like, why in the hell?
Why don't you just say something real and have an actual conversation with
at
people? Why do you have to make up a...
at night, are you posting random weird things and trying to engage with people? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Cry for attention. There
okay.
it is.
Okay. All right. Like the whole phonied up thing. So there are, but that's what people are up to. And yeah. so it's fine. If you're into that, I'm glad I'm not, though. It's back to your point. I'm glad I'm not someone who's sort of married to that in such a serious way.
When we watched the first season of Stranger Things, we watched it with our kids, and they were kids at the time. I don't know when the first one came out, but I feel like it was maybe 8 years ago or so. And so maybe like they were 16 and 18, say. And when we would talk about it afterward, they both sort
2016.
What's that, 2016?
That's right.
Oh, all right. So, okay, yeah, 15 and 17, whatever. They're teenagers, like full-on teenagers, you know, alive and awake in the world. And they expressed, like, nostalgic feelings. Not even that they had experienced that, but they were like, the whole, you had to get together with people, the Dungeons and Dragons, everybody went everywhere on their, but like, they actually thought that looked like, and no one's on a, you know, on, if you were on a phone in Stranger Things, you were on a phone with a squiggly line that attached to a set on the wall. Mm. Like, that was what phones were. You were lucky if you could kind of go around a corner to talk quietly to whoever you wanted to talk to. And then your brother or your mother would be picking up the other line. I need the phone. I need the phone. Hanging it, or just trying to listen in.
Stop,
I'm on the phone, Mom.
You're ruining my game.
And they were fully like, that actually looks like a simpler time, which it
That's
had its
all
own
real
problems.
Life, for sure. Absolutely. Yes. Everything you say. True.
And so we just grew up in a different time. I'm actually grateful for it. At the box office this past weekend, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, they're saying it's just an okay return. $45 million. I would have guessed way less than that, but people are into it. Here's the whole box office lineup. Ghostbusters was number one with $42 million. Dune Part Two came in with another $17 million. Kung Fu Panda, another $16 million. Immaculate, that's the Sydney Sweeney nun
All
is
right.
suddenly mm-hmm. weirdly pregnant horror movie. That's one I would have gone to see. That only made $5 million. Fourth place. And Arthur the King, which is I think about... It's about a dog that sort of adopts this group of people who are doing like some kind of a...
Oh, that's the Marky Mark movie.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Isn't it? I don't know.
I think you might be right, but it's something like they're on some kind of a trail. It's like a
extreme racers
extreme
or something.
Extreme racers, and this dog sort of adopts them, and they name him Arthur. And so it's about a dog. So it's $4 million. Those are your top five movies. And I will end with this. You know, Brent and I, whenever a real estate story comes up, we always have something to say about it. We just really are interested and like it. And this is about a house in Woodside. And this is a house that is, because it's in Woodside, on over 3 acres. It's an incredible house. Before I tell you what he just sold it for, I want you to guess. Like, this isn't the biggest house in the world. It's like 4,800 square feet. It's a big house.
Yeah, it's pretty fat.
Sure. But it isn't one of those 7 or 10,000. It's a nice house. It's a family home. It's a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath. They call it a mansion on 3.5 acres in Woodside, California. Very nice house, very well appointed. But it isn't a castle. It's not a mega mansion. It's a big, generous house. What did he just get for that?
Are you withholding the name for a reason?
Which name?
Who's he?
Oh, have I not said Mark Zuckerberg? Pardon me. Mark Zuckerberg's house in Woodside. Pardon me. Let me start over. Mark Zuckerberg owned a house in Woodside on over 3 acres. It's not a giant house. 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bath. About, I think it's like 4,800 square feet.
So funny. I was waiting for the reveal, or I'm like,
and
is
I'm
this
like,
a game? What
did
is
I not?
Happening?
Well, it is a game. Here we go. It's a mini game. What did this modest by Woodside standards house go for? I guess it's the lot. It's the lot value. It's more expensive than you think, even. What did he just sell this for?
So I used to ride my bike a lot over in the Atherton Woodside area, and it's
so
beautiful.
Nice.
It's a really crazy, beautiful area All the houses are off the road, though, so you have trouble even knowing what's back there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think there's anything back there in that area for under $15 million. I just don't. There might be, but I doubt it. So I'm going to say $25 million for this modest, as you say,
well, modest mansion. By Woodside standards. A big lot, huge lot. $30 million is what he sold for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's to me, I thought to myself, because it actually, it's funny. I used to have a house in Mill Valley that was a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath house, and it was about 4,800 square feet. It was humongous. And we got $3 million for it, and it was beautiful. Humongous views. It was a great house. And this house went for 10 times that, and it's all about that address. $30 million for a house that really anywhere else, I mean, God, in Texas, this house on 20 acres is probably like $1 million. It is.
I don't know that spot specifically, but I'm going to guess you are neighbored up with a lot of big money tech superstars, athletes. Yep. I would guess if Steph doesn't have a home over there, he's probably eyeing one.
Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, I want to say he's over in the East Bay somewhere. But maybe he has moved. Yeah. So anyway, the thing about this house is that it very quietly sold. Somebody, one limited liability corporation sold it to another limited liability corporation. Some other rich guy picked this house up for $30 million. I just feel like if I had 30.
Atherton, of course.
What's that?
Steph Curry is an Atherton.
Oh, he's an Atherton. Oh, so he is. He's right there. You're right.
Right there. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course he is. Jeez. The crazy thing about this is, so they say that Mark Zuckerberg owns something like $300 or $400 million worth of Hawaii and other places. Like he has hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate, and he just offloaded this one. He just, I don't know, wasn't using it, sick of it. Who even cares? Honestly, we were trying to equate what a guy who's worth over $200 billion, like less than half of 1% of all his billions of dollars is invested in real estate. Like, it's, and it's hundreds of millions of dollars. It's so crazy. This is like, we're trying to equate this. Bryn goes, it would be like me selling my bike. I'm like, nah, it would be like you buying me a soda out of the machine, or like free. Like, you don't even, you wouldn't even notice that it was an amount of money. $30 million, it's zero to him. He could have just burned the thing down and never thought about it again. And he'd be in exactly the same position he's in now. It's so crazy. You know, good
Why
for
sell
him,
it
though.
Then?
I know. I don't know. Just like, I don't need it.
I don't know about high finance in any way, shape, or form, but I do know people just in general. If you collect things, eventually they end up owning you, and you find, like, I'm sure he doesn't. He probably, somewhere there's an inventory of the things he owns, and he could probably access it via computer and, you know, oh, I forgot all about the Atherton estate or whatever. But it does seem like you could find yourself not even knowing you own the thing.
Right.
I would believe someone in charge goes, what is that sign?
Oh, my God. It's a tenth
it's
of
math.
A percent. It's not even a tenth. It's a 1/100 of a percent.
Of his fortune.
The $30 million that he just added back into the fold is 0.015%.
Of what he's worth, yeah.
Of his entire net worth. It's. I don't actually. You know what, though? He might not be a 200 billionaire. I just threw that out.
He goes up and down just like the rest of them. Like Elon and Bezos. They're
and he hasn't had a divorce yet either, so he's got all of it.
Oh, she says
all
yes.
Those other guys, ooh. You know, they wind up having to pay some of that out.
Him and Priscilla seem pretty happy.
They do. They yeah. do. Actually, there's all kinds of funny little things where she finds him in the bunker. Of course he's in the bunker.
You got to be happy.
I'm Mark Zuckerberg. I am Mark Zuckerberg. Of course I have a gigantic bunker with air filtration and a well, whatever. Anyway. You missed out. If you were looking for a $30 million house in Woodside, oh, I'm sorry, but it's already sold. Bad. It's sold off market. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Why does Pepsi have a fleet of submarines?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's another Alice Escape. We're sending you to see Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas, but listen closely. All this week, you need to log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. You have to listen for a minimum of 60 minutes a day, and then you get a daily entry for your chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see Justin Timberlake at T-Mobile Arena on May 10th and May 11th, 2024. Two shows with a three-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare. All the details are at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry. Follow your favorite DJs and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny Full Podcast.
Do it.
For a daily dose of entertainment.
Woo-hoo.
Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com now. All right. Here's what's happening. By the way, I don't know for sure, but it's nice. I think it's safe to say it's nice to see you feeling better, Bryn.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel much better.
Yeah, you actually, right. I didn't even think about it because you seemed back to normal.
Yeah, I feel close to normal, pretty much. Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I got a lingering
such
cough
a
here there, but it's. I think it's passed.
The cough has made the news. The cough is, Nona's got the cough. It's, she's hating. She's going to a doc today. My kids have had a cough for 3 months. Like, it's, hopefully that's not what you've got, but don't be surprised if it lingers.
I don't like it.
Mostly cloudy weather today, so there'll be some sun breaks, but it's not going to be one of those days.
Yesterday, you know, it was one of those days. Did you get a good one yesterday? It was beautiful yesterday.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it was okay. I wouldn't call it, we still had some wind and stuff, but. Anyway, March Madness was all over the place this weekend. It takes a break, and we'll be back on Thursday, I believe, with the Sweet 16. So this is your chance to, I don't know, go outside.
See what's going on out there.
So I teased you with something, and I'll just go straight to that. Why does Pepsi have a fleet of submarines?
That is such a good question. I guess I didn't know that was the question I needed to ask. It just didn't occur to me to ask that question. So what is the answer?
In the 80s, Russia gave Pepsi submarines and other naval ships to cover the cost of stocking the country with their soda. They gave Pepsi such a big fleet that briefly, Pepsi controlled the sixth most powerful military in the world.
Oh.
I don't understand why Pepsi accepted this in exchange for their... Like, what? Wouldn't you, if you worked at Pepsi, wouldn't you go, I don't need that.
What am I going to do with these submarines?
I don't have the men who are qualified to, like, are these party boats? Like, I don't understand. I just don't understand why they said, yeah, all right, we'll take a bunch of subs.
Well, I don't know. If you're Bill from Pepsi on the phone with Putin, I mean, at that time, who was it, Gorbachev? Either way.
So. In the 80s.
You will take submarines.
Okay, I guess we've got a fleet of submarines. Right. Can I sell them to anyone? Is there a market for this?
I feel like the U.S. government probably had to step in at some point and say, you can't have those. I don't know that they're allowed to do that, but
yeah,
seems
can the
like...
private, can people just have a submarine that is, you know,
forget
has armaments?
They had a fleet.
Yeah, we have our own army. Listen, you can contract us if there is a war and you need some extra. We're here. PepsiCo would be happy to extend our Navy to you. They actually have the Pepsi logo painted on. Is that real?
I can't tell. It's hard to
say. It does. It says it's got the colored one. It says Pepsi Cola up there on the, I don't even know what that is, the thing that sticks up off. It's not the periscope, but it's like the very top of the. I guess
yeah,
so you can walk out on
the
top.
The submarine, yeah.
Probably real well. I have no idea what that is. It's just a. I mean, it's a submarine. Nobody knows about them. Oh my God! Oh, and they've got captain's hats that have a Pepsi right on the front.
I thought it was a periscope, but okay.
The scope that looks out is just a little tube, right? I'm talking about that whole house that's on top of it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. While we're on Russia for 1 second, they did, in fact, have a massive terrorist attack on Friday night. Massive.
Oh, my God.
So hundreds, there at this point, well over 100 people were killed, hundreds of people injured. So it was a big thing. ISIS took responsibility for it, and Putin said, no, Ukraine. So that's where that stands at the moment. They caught the guys, by the way, and...
decided they were Ukrainian.
No, they definitely are not. But they're trying to pin some kind of involvement on Ukraine. But the guys, when they showed up in court, had the living you-know-what beat out of them. Which I thought, oh.
Well, not too surprising.
No, it's not. And I don't know that that would be any different if it were America. I really don't.
Put them in the back of a truck, a little bit bouncy back there. They're very fragile and frail. They bruise easily, these terrorists.
Anyway, they arrested four happened. People, and all four showed up in court looking...
the worst for wear?
Yes. So anyway, there's that. That was the big, like, sort of a big breaking news story on Friday night. Okay. We move on. Here's one more sort of... A guy in Texas... has decided to run for president officially after changing his name to literally anybody else. That's his name.
Oh. He might win.
A 35-year-old...
I would vote for that if I saw it on the list of the people who are actually running, and they said, your other choice is literally anyone else. Check. That's who I'm voting
for.
He
really is sort of putting his finger on a pulse of a moment, for sure.
Anyone else?
A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas just announced he's running for president.
That's
and
great.
He has legally changed his name to literally anybody else.
I just love it.
A judge who didn't find it very funny ultimately signed off on the name change. So it's official. And he even got a new driver's license. Mr. Else filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. He's currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent.
This too little too late because they're, you know, we need that really to be on all the ballots so we can all vote for this guy.
Well, and it's a fun gag, but I also think many people will say, no, if anyone votes for that guy, then it's a whole freaking thing. But I thought, how funny. Literally anybody else.
Right.
Will be
the choices
running.
Choices are not awesome.
Oh.
And yet there's one I simply cannot vote for. So the other one. But literally anyone else would be better. That's
literally
quite clever. It's very clever.
Else. Speaking
sad of, that that's that I'm like, I would vote for that.
Sad that it's spot on.
Right. Sad that, like, I'm sorry, that is more clever than anything I've heard either of those people say. And I am going to just go with that guy. Just, I'm going to take a shot in the dark that a math teacher is more qualified to be the president.
Well, he's smarter, at least, right, at math.
It's funny.
So from that name change also to this one, I thought this was fun. We've talked about it before, and naming your kid is a thing.
Yes.
You don't think about that when you're just trying to make the kid. It's all fun and games until suddenly now we got to name this thing. Him or her.
This thing. Being the baby who's right now with us. Got it.
Woman rejects worst name ever for her child and pleads with others for a sanity check. So this family, they get pregnant, and initially she says, so my husband, 38-year-old male, and I, 36-year-old female, are expecting our first child, a bouncing baby girl due in a few months. She wrote this into, am I the bleep hole?
Oh.
We were both over the moon when we found out the gender, but now things have gotten complicated, to say the least. She said that when we first started talking about names, a boy name was immediately decided. Stuart Jr., after my husband.
Aww,
no problem there. Cute. It's a classic name. Stuart. Carries family meaning. For a girl, though, we didn't have that name in place.
Right.
And so my husband suggested Stuarda. Stuart, for a boy, adding an A, making it feminine, Stuarda. The mom-to-be continued, I tried to explain to him, that doesn't work. It sounds more like a furniture brand than a human name, and people will endlessly be making fun of our child, Stuarda. Stuarda?
That's a stupid Stuarda.
She says, my husband's adamant. He's insisting that the name would honor him and would give our daughter a beautiful, unique name.
I think actually stewardess would be better.
A stewardess. Stewardess. Okay. I think that's
stewardess
too, though.
Stewardess Cena. Stewardina.
Really, if I can help all of the future people who are out there in the world who may have a kid, I believe this is the way that you fix this problem. Before you even come up with the first name, everybody's got at least one veto.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, mom, dad, both get a veto. So whoever comes in and has this, I gotta have, the other person can say, okay, I'll use my veto on that. It means that much to me. No.
Right.
That's the only way, right?
It, and beyond even just, like, I think that's a good way to sort of start the convo about we both have to like the name. It's really, it doesn't matter how many S-y names you bring up to me. Like, don't go with the one you know I'm going to veto because the one behind that one is the one you really want. Like, that's not, I have to like the name. We both have to like the name. We both have to be okay with it. I think that's only fair. I'm going to divorce you and I'll have this baby on my own and name it whatever I want.
It sounds like, and I hope that some of this is just for, as we mentioned earlier, people get online and they're doing it for entertainment's sake. I hope that's the case. Right. But I do know that certain people can get something in there and they just decide this is what it's got to be.
Yeah.
I don't know why this guy would be so stuck on Stuarda, but I would
it's
hope.
It's terrible.
It is, I mean, really bad. Like, that is stupid.
It can't even, I mean, it just, it's the whole thing. It's like I actually like the name Stuart. I think Stuart is a cute. Why do I hate Stuarda so much? I just don't know. But it's horrible. I'm having a visceral reaction to it.
We've recently just talked to our kids because they liked it. They asked stories about their, you know, when I was born, and you know, so we'll talk to them about that and names too. And we've thrown out some of the names that they could have been.
Oh,
and it's funny. Like, you know, even. Like with Isla, Georgia was on the list.
Oh, Georgia's so cute. Georgie.
Georgia.
I knew Bryn would get that. Georgia was on the list. There was Waverly was on the list. There
oh,
was,
Waverly's
like,
cute, too. We had a lot of cute names. Ripley was on the list. Ripley was on
Ripley
both of those
was
lists.
On the list, yes. So anyway, it's just interesting to see this guy, like, losing his and wanting the daughter named after him too.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, she would be well within her rights to say, what's wrong with naming our daughter after me?
Right.
You wanted the guy, the boy named after you. How about we name like that? Pull that card.
That's not a bad idea. Why should it be his?
Any card but Stewarda. Don't let that happen, Mom.
Stewarda, it just sounds so dumb. It just sounds, there's something about that grouping of letters that I just hate.
I love that she said it sounds like a furniture brand.
It does, Stewarda. It's a sturdy Stewarda.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The name's not a problem, but she should immediately dump the narcissist husband. Yeah, it is so like, dude, what is your deal?
Yeah, like, stop it already.
Our children must be named after me. Okay, weird.
They are my legacy.
How about the name Stewie for a girl? All right.
Yeah, I mean, even that, though. I mean, Stewie. Stewie's such a dude name, but I guess it's better than Stewarda.
This says, 415 says, they were decommissioned subs, but still worth millions in scrap. Okay.
I wonder if they were like, maybe we can melt these subs down and use the metal for cans.
What?
I don't know.
They're not made of aluminum.
Yeah, I don't. You're right. Steel cans. It's just steel canisters. They must do barrels, right? There must be barrels of the stuff.
I figured they were at least good for a resale. You know, you could get them back on the market and sell them for, I don't know how
much. Or to use sublot?
Somebody's into it. Somebody's got to be into it. If Russia doesn't want it, let's see if Ukraine wants to buy them.
Drug traffickers. Hey, anybody looking for a sub? Stewarda sounds like an STD. Hard pass, bro, says 510.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like the sort of perfect sleeper.
Tested positive for Stewarda.
Yeah.
Sounds like a drug. One of those long commercials.
Yeah. Yes, it does, right? Fight your anxiety with Stewarda.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Our newest billionaire is...
We're so
blah, blah, blah.
Get
up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.